the term dressed for success. And the man to my left is certainly dressed for success. We welcome in defensive end Vinny Curry, who signs a 5-year contract to stay with the Philadelphia Eagles through the 2020 season. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
You are looking fine.
Thank you. You know, they said
you got to dress for the job you want.
And you did. Hey, how was it? What was it like for you waiting all these days, these weeks,
man,
to see if a deal was going to get done?
I think I was stressing, you know, my friends and family out a little bit, you know, because you just didn't really know.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy to be back and 5 more years and great things are going to happen.
Vinny, I know you're a social media guy. Did you get a lot of questions from fans every day? Hey, what's going on? What's going on? What'd you tell them?
You know, just, you know, like, things are going to happen. Things will work out. You know, things always have its way of working itself out. So.
Why did you sign the deal rather than wait to go to free agency?
I can't see myself playing anywhere else.
And why is that? What is it about the Philadelphia Eagles that you like so much?
I just bleed green, man.
Man, yeah. You know, I can't remember a player who was an Eagles fan growing up, mm-hmm. who actually, and we were just talking about the day that you came when Brian Dawkins was here and how blown away you were with that.
Yeah.
And through all that you've been through, and it has not been an easy ride
at all
through 4 seasons, that it still means that much to you to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you take a step back and look at it, and you know you're an elite player, and now it's just time to play on an elite level.
Was it hard for you to maintain that feeling of being an elite player when, let's be honest, in a 3-4 defense, you did not get a lot of playing time?
Yeah, no. I think when I got some opportunity, I showed flashes and always knew that, you know, I worked very hard in the off season and know what type of player you are. And you stay true to yourself, you know. Everything else is going to take care of itself.
Vinny, was it something, did you learn a lot about yourself, about being patient?
Absolutely.
About coming to work and just, you know, being a professional?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't have any patience. I mean, I think now patience has grown on me. I always try to look for the positive in any and everything now. So that's the, you know, lesson I took from everything.
Well, one of the positives seems to be that the Eagles are going to go back to this 4-3, little wide nine action that Jim Schwartz likes to play. You have experience in it. That's what you played in your rookie season. Can you kind of explain to fans who don't understand the difference and myself what that means for you?
That means pretty much you won't be getting triple teamed, you know, and you don't have to lock up with a player, and you just get back to, you know, just doing what you're doing, which is, you know, playing on half of man.
So what they want you to do is to get up the field in this defense rather than occupy blockers.
Yeah. You just got to attack, you know. Rather, you know, it's, you know, playing a run on the way to the quarterback or, you know, just leveling the quarterback.
Do you have to change your body at all, Vinny? Do you have to, do you think, add weight, lose weight, gain strength, lose strength?
That was the whole thing, you know. I never wanted to put on more weight, you know, and I mean now it's just, you know, everything's gonna play out good.
How much weight did you put on?
At one point I was 285 and I couldn't fit in no jeans. I'm like, I'm not doing this no more.
What were you drafted at? How much were you drafted at?
260.
So you went from 260 to what? To
285.
That's a lot of smoothies, man.
A lot of burgers, bro.
That's a lot of burgers. Is there now? Do you now have to lose weight to get down before April?
No. That was only after. That was, you know, when the first regime first got here. The first year. After that, I cut all that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think
this will work for not only just for you, but for Benny and for Fletch and all the guys up front being in a 4-3?
Everybody's excited, you know, and everybody just excited and, you know, just can't wait, really. You know, I have talked to Fletch, you know, through this process, you know, almost every single day, maybe 2 times a day. And some of he's just crazy. But,
yes, he is.
You know, and, you know, he's just like, man, you better come back. You know how you get, you know. So it's just exciting, man, just to be with my guys that I've been with my whole career. So gonna be good.
Did you get the check and see the big check that you got, the big gigantic? They give you this big, like, huge check, right?
Yeah, not yet.
Can you imagine? Can you think about 10 years ago when you were just a teenage kid,
right?
And you're sitting here making all this money in the NFL. It's kind of a remarkable journey, a dream come true, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, like you said, once you keep faith, you know, and you know, you just give praise to God, and then, you know, he didn't bring you this far to just leave you. You know what I'm saying? So, just got to continue to give praise and thanks.
And what do you got going for the rest of the off season? We got business side out of the way. Now you can have some fun.
Next week is just back to work. It's just, you know, build it on the foundation and come back in better shape than everybody.
Will you buy a stable of WWE wrestlers and have a Vinnie Curry stable? I mean, you
got that.
You already got that, right?
I already got it. You know, I got a nice little collection. But only reason why I got a collection is, you know, we want to put that in your man cave. You know, you get it football side. You
and
know,
then you get the wrestling side.
Yep.
And by the way, you look fantastic. I think I'm going to have to get a suit because I feel so underdressed with all these new long-term contracts walking into the studio here. I'm just a regular guy.
Dress for success.
I feel it. I'm glad for you. I'm really, really happy for you, Vinny. And we're all happy. Eagles fans are so glad that you are here for 5 years. And we're going to see the best of Vinny Curry one day after the next.
Thank you.
All right, Vinny Curry, congratulations. And thanks for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.